Das hat nächste Zibu das Chazal und Sacken in Halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Chaim mit Tosko Pei the Machado brings down various days that have been designated as days on which it would be fitting to fast. They're not Tanei Tzibu, they're days Shiroi is Amis for him because of various Torahs that took place in those particular days. Two of those days which are royal in Tana Isbohem are Ches Teves and Tes Teves. Yud Teves, of course, the Tana is Tzibo, but Ches Teves and Tes Teves are Yomim Sheroyal is Tana Isbohem. I will attempt today to try and explain what exactly was the sorrow that he felt Kval Yisrael in those days, that designated these days as days which are fitting for Tana. In Shulchan Aruch it says as follows. Shmoyna b'teves is royal in Anis boy today they would be fitting to fast. Sheboy nichtava atoyra yivon. On that day, the Torah was first translated into Greek. Dimei Talmei Amelech, in the days of Talmei Amelech, v'yechoyshech ba'olam shloisha yomim. And when this event took place, darkness fell on the world for 3 days. What was the story of Talmei Amelech? The Gemara Megillin that test brings down the story. It says as follows. Talmei HaMelech kines shidim u'shnayim zkenim. He took together 72 Talmidei Chachomim, 72 zkenim, v'chnison b'shidim u'shnayim botim. And he placed each zoken in a different house. V'gino lahem ol ma'kinso. And he didn't reveal to them before he placed them in separate apartments and separate houses, he didn't reveal to them what the purpose of their seclusion was. He then went into each one of them and he said, Kisvu li Torah Moshe Rabcha. Write out for me in Greek the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. The purpose of so doing was he was absolutely convinced that if you have 72 people translating the Torah, there's going to be variations, there's going to be differences, and this would give him the opportunity to pour ridicule upon Torah and upon Talmidei Chacham. Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Lev Kol Echad Ve'Echad V'Hiskimu Kulam L'Da'at Achas. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave each and everyone the Ruach HaKodesh to translate the Torah in exactly the same manner. And this was a wondrous thing. As we know, Ayin Ponim LaTorah. Torah is many, many facets in many, many different ways. There's a lot that lies within Torah. And yet each and every one of them translated the Torah in exactly the same way. And he goes further than that. There were various changes that each and every one of them enacted, and there was an absolute union. Each and every one enacted exactly the same change. For example, instead of writing Bereshit Bara Elohim, they each wrote Elohim Bara Bereshit. And there were various other changes that they made, and they all were mechaven to exactly the same change. Understand what is the sorrow of this day? Why are we supposed to fast on this day? If anything, it was a wondrous hashgacha. It was a miracle kines and a gewaltige kiddush Hashem. The Ribbono Shel Olam brought about that 72 zkenim translated the Torah in exactly the same way, and they made exactly the same changes. Mechula the kvoid shumayim and kvoid haTorah was uplifted on that day. Why is it designated as a day of sorrow? You also have to understand. It says. Halacha tells us on that day 3 days of darkness fell upon the world. What's the connection between translating the Torah into Greek and darkness? How do we equate the two? How do we understand that? That's Shmoyna B'Teves. Tisha B'Teves says in Shulchan Aruch as follows. Royal is Anais boy, v'loi noida eizei hi atorah she'ira boy. Tes Teves is the day when one is supposed to fast. But it's unknown what exactly was the sorrow of Tes Teves. Says the Mogen Avraham. Says, it so happened that it's documented on Tes Teves, Ezra has placed the diet. So he says, we fast because this is the day of the Ptiras, Ezra has placed. And in fact, the Tzav asks, he says, I don't understand how the Machaber can say that we don't know what the sorrow was. It's well known that on Tes Teves, Ezra Sefer died, in fact in Slichas, in that Slichas, it is written that on Tes Teves,
Ezra Sefer died. How can the Shulchan Aruch not have known this?
Now the source is actually brought down as the Bahag. The Bahag is brought as the source for Tes Teves and Veloy Noida is a Torah She'iva. So have a look in the Bahag. The Bahag writes as follows. The Bahag was well aware that Ezra Sefer died on Tes Teves. And he writes as follows. The Tisha boy, Loikosfu Rabbeinu Al Mahu. Our Rabbi side didn't teach us why there's a talis on Tes Teves. On that day, Meis Ezra HaKoyen Unachemya Ben Chachazah. Says the Bahag, it happened on that day, Ezra HaSofer, or Ezra HaKoyen as he called him, and Nechemya Ben Chachazah died. But our Rebbes didn't reveal to us why there's a Yom Ta'alim. So we see that the low, and this is the source for the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah both bring down, Shatam Loi Noida, because the Bahag says that we don't know what the reason is. Although the Bahag was well aware that it was the Yom Misa, Ezra, and Nechem. And the Chura, the Pshat is as follows. The Chura, the Pshat is, if you have a look at the various Yimei Tarim that were designated as days Sheroidis and Ibrahim, we find that generally speaking, the Misa, the death of a Novi, the death of an Ovan Gogol, isn't a reason for there to be a Kviyoi Tan. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the Leif Natoira, Zayin Ador is the day which is Roilis Anas boy. Or Gedaliah Ben Achikom, which was actually a Tanis Tzim, was saying Gedaliah, that was the end, that was when Malchus Yisrael, that was the absolute end of Malchus Yisrael. But generally speaking, the death of a Novi isn't a reason for there to be a Kviyas Tanis. So that's the Chulat Pshat in the Bahag, although we're well aware that Ezra and Nechemya died on that day, but we still don't know exactly why Chazal were Kiveya a Tanis because of their death, as opposed to the death of all the other Nabi. So we have to try and understand what was actually the reason of Tes Teves. If we have a look in Slichas, the Slichas of Atzorah B'Teves, Slichas we find outlined that there were actually 3 days of Tanis, one after the other, Ches, Ches, and Yud, and the Slichas says Ches because of the story of Talmud Amada, Tirgum Atzorah B'Yavonim, and Tes, it's written as follows, Tes Teves, it says as follows. The Tisha boy, Zaamti Batisha boy, the Chlima Bechefer, Torah boy, Hanois and Imre Shefer, who Ezra Hasoita. So in fact, in Slichas, it says the reason why we fast on Tes Teves is because it's the Yoim and Misas, Ezra Hasoita. We have to understand, first and foremost, why was Ezra Hasoita, his death, why was that more of a reason for there to be a Yom Tanis than the death of all the other Nevi'im, and also why is only the death of Ezra HaSofer mentioned and not the death of Nechemya Ben Chachalia? The Bahag mentions both the death of Ezra and the death of Nechemya. If you have a look in the Slichas, the Pshat only mentions the death of Ezra and not the death of Nechemya. When Slichas mentions Ezra HaSofer, it titles him Hanoisin Imre Shefer. This also we have to understand what is the title Hanoisin Imre Shefer. And we must also note that although the Bahag refers to him as Ezra HaKoyen, the Balasnichas refers to him as Ezra HaSofer. What is the significance of the name Ezra HaSofer? In fact, in Ezra we find Ezra refers to as Ezra HaKoyen HaSofer. Now, for the Pasuk refers to him. The Bahag refers to him as Ezra HaKoyen, the Sikhs refer to him as Ezra HaSofer. Is there any significance in that at all? So let's start off with Ches Teves, and let's try and attempt to understand the sorrow of Ches Teves. Chasam Sefer says as follows, both in Drosh Chasam Sefer and in Parsha Shmois. He says that the translation of Torah into Greek or into another language is a Tzorah de Yisro. He explains as follows. He says the Torah, the way it's written in Rosh HaKodesh, each pasuk contains within it Ayin Ponim LaTorah. Each pasuk can be interpreted in many different ways. There are numerous lessons that lie within Torah. There's Remes, there's Soyd, there's Drush, there's Pshat, there's various lessons that lie within each word in each pasuk in the Torah. This is something that can only be achieved with Russian HaKodesh. The languages of the other Amamim they can only be sable, they can only contain one pshat. There's no way that you can write in a foreign language, in a language which isn't Lashon HaKodesh, and encapsulate Ayin Ponim LaTorah. That's an absolute impossibility. It's only Lashon HaKodesh which has that ability. Besides for that, even if the languages were more flexible, we're not clever enough to write in a language that could contain within itself all the various lessons of Torah. HaKodesh Baruch Hu, with Lashon HaKodesh, could write the Torah in such a way where, within the words of Lashon HaKodesh, the Tziruf HaOisius, the way the Oisius are written, the Tagin and the Kutzin, etc., etc., he is able to encapsulate Kol HaTorah Kula in Torah Shebichtav. In fact, the Mishnah Novah says, HaFochpo VaFochpo VeKulapo. Everything is contained within Torah Shebichtav. In fact, various versions of exactly what took place, but one of the versions is as follows. The Gaon was once in Berlin. He was staying with the Baal HaBayis. He had various pages on which he'd written Torah, and one of the pages fell down. The Baal HaBayis bent down and picked it up, and the Gaon had written there as follows. The Gaon had written, Kol HaShachtav Li V'Yushalmi Tisefte Mechiltu Medroshim Murumodu B'Torah Shebichtav. Everything is in Torah Shebichtav. Shachtav Li V'Yushalmi Tisefte Mechiltu Medrash. It's all there. And the Gaon carried on right, and the whole of Torah Shebichtav is contained within the word Bereishis. So the Baal HaBayis in Berlin had just given birth to a baby boy. It was his first son. And he's in the midst of preparing the Pidyon HaBen. So he asked the Gaon, if he says the whole Torah Shebichtav is in the word Bereishis, where's Pidyon HaBen in the word Bereishis? And the Gaon turns out that the Nosson, he said, Bereishis Beis Reish Aleph Shim Yutov Ben Rishon Achri Shloshim Yoim Tifte. Everything is contained within Torah, and everything is contained, the whole of Torah Shebichtav is the Gaon is contained within the word Bereishis, and the various other examples from the Gaon of such explanations of Torah. In fact, just over 100 years ago, a sefer came out called Mefaneach Ne'alomus on the Tariag Mitzvahs, where the Mechaber HaSefer showed how each one of the Tariag Mitzvahs is merumas in the word Bereishis. It came out in Operation Umbov just over 100 years ago, where each one of the Tariag Mitzvahs is to be contained in the word Bereishis. The Torah has been written in a wondrous manner, and there's no way that one can translate the Torah and manage to contain and capture all those lessons and all those Pirushim. So the Chatzim Sefer, this was the tragedy of Targum HaTorah. They lost Torah in Lashon HaKodesh. They were only left with Torah in Greek, and therefore they lost essentially the whole of Torah Shebaal Peh. They were only left with Torah Shebichtav. And the Chatzim Sefer says, in fact, he says, it was at that point in time that the Tzidukim, the whole movement of the Tzidukim started, the movement of belief in Torah Shebichtav without Torah Shebaal Peh, that all started at the time when Torah was translated into Greek, when they lost Torah Shebaal Peh. They were only left with Torah Shebichtav, with the Pshut Shel Mikra, with a simple explanation of Torah, that all started at that period of time. And this was the tragedy that took place on that day. Chazal tell us, Shulchan Aruch says, that on that day, a choshech was yorad lo'olam for 3 days. Darkness fell for 3 days. And we ask, what is the connection between Tilgum HaTorah and darkness? But perhaps this can be explained now that we've understood what the sorrow of that time was. The sorrow of that time was the loss of Torah Shebaal Peh. Now we know that Torah is equated to Oir, to light. Kiner Mitzvah, the Torah, Oir. The Menorah, which is Oir, is Meramed on Torah. Chazal tell us, Aroitzel Hachkim Yadrim. If one wants Chochma, one turns towards the south, the Menorah was designated in the south side of the Heichal. Menorah is Meramed on Torah. And in fact, there were 2 Kelim in the Beis HaMikdosh which were Meramed on Torah. The Oren was Meramed on Torah. The crown of the Oren, Sechazal, that is Keneged Keter Torah. And the Menorah is Keneged Torah. And the portion discussed, why are the 2 Kelim Keneged Torah? And the beginning of Parsha Tetzaveh at length explains that the Oren is Meramed on Torah Shebichtav. Within the Oren was the Luchos. Within the Oren was kept the Sefer Torah. the Oren was merambed on Torah shenichsaf. Says the Netziv, the menorah is merambed on Torah shebaal peh. This is the menorah. One of the many Chazal Netziv brings down is as follows: the Talpin b'shor shoyoyim adovim etzukin. The Talpin, whenever he says agut echidish, he used to say concerning the chidish, this chidish is kastoyer boferach. And the reason why I use the Russian kastoyer boferach is because kastoyerim uprochim, they were part and parcel of the menorah, and the menorah is merambed on Torah shebaal peh. So we can see that if the Yoron is Torah shebichtav and the menorah is Torah shebaal peh, the oyer Torah, the Torah oyer, because the menorah indicates Torah oyer, this is Torah shebaal peh. Torah shebaal peh is the oyer Torah, this is the light of Torah. And if Kal Yisrael were robbed of Torah shebaal peh by virtue of Torah being translated into Greek, then they'd lost the oyer Torah, and therefore Yorad Choshech al Olam Shloisha Yomim. This is why this tragedy brought about is you read a Choshech the Olam. I saw Rebbe Yor of Gedal Yeshua. He writes at the end of Sefer Bereishis. He speaks about this concept of Torah Shebaal Peh being the equivalent of Oyer, this being the Oyer Torah, and he brings down a Medrash Tanchuma. The Medrash Tanchuma in Parshat Nefesh is as follows. Pasuk in Yeshaya says, "Ha'homa ha'uchim b'choyshech, ro'u oyer gadol." Ro'u oyer gadol, says the Medrash, "Eilu ba'alei Talmud she'ro'u oyer gadol she'akodesh baruch hu me'yeh eneihem ve'itzeh ve'heter b'tamei u'b'tohei." There again, the oyer Talmud is referred to as an oyer gadol. Torah shebaal peh is an oyer gadol, and because the oyer gadol was taken away from Klal Yisrael, therefore yorad choyshech lo'eilu. I saw Masechet Sofrim. It's one of the Masechet's Ketanis, which are brought down at the end of the Masechet Avodah Zarah, where they can be found. It's written as follows: B'yom shetirgam haTorah liYevonit, hayom shetirgam haTorah liYevonit, the day that Torah was translated into Greek, hayikasha liYisrael, ki yom shenase haEgel. This was as difficult for Klal Yisrael as the day when the Egel was made. Let's understand, how do we equate the day of Tirgam haTorah liYevonit to the day of the Egel? I thought perhaps we can explain it in the following manner. We've explained that the sorrow of the translation of Torah to Greek is because they lost Torah Shebaal Peh. They had a Torah Shebichbar, but by virtue of the translation, they lost Torah Shebaal Peh. What was the tragedy of the Yom HaEgel besides the actual Aveira? That was the Yom Shvira HaLuchas. That was a tragedy. Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas, that was an absolute tragedy. What was the tragedy of Shvira HaLuchas? Did you already hear that, Sarah HaBidus? They knew them. What did they need the Luchas for? What was the tragedy? They knew that Teret HaDibros. Shat Matan Teret, they said that Teret HaDibros. The tragedy was as follows. Although they said that Teret HaDibros, they didn't have that Teret HaDibros because in fact, the Pasuk says in Parashat Mishpatim, in Perek Kaftal, the Pasuk says, as follows. Vayim Hashem al Moshe, Alei Alei Ahora, Vayisham Ve'et Lechaz Luchas Ha'Evan, HaTorah VaMitzvah SheKasavti LoYiroisom. And Rashi brings down that Kol Shesh Meir to Sholosh Esrei Mitzvahs Bichlal Aseret HaDibros Hein. Within the Aseret HaDibros, in the Ksav of the Aseret HaDibros, could be found all 613 mitzvahs. It all lay within the Ksav. Shviras, they might have heard the Aseret HaDibros, but they didn't have the Ksav within which was contained the Shesh Meir Ushlosh Esrei Mitzvahs. In fact, on the Luchas, there were 620 letters. And the Beis Elokim writes that the 620 letters are the equivalent of Tariag Mitzvahs plus Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, which equals 620. Each letter represented a different mitzvah, and those that are Yodei Sifrei Torah, with the floor of Tomim Deim, they could work out exactly which letter is in reference to which mitzvah. And this was all lost with Shvirat Haluchas. They didn't have the Ksav, they'd only heard about Peh, the Aseret HaDibros. We can understand how Chazal can equate the Tirgam HaTorah liYevonit to Shvirat HaLuchas, because the tragedy was the same. They were left with the Pshuto Shel Mikra, but the Ksav, in which was contained so many secrets and so many Seders, this was lost. Now let's attempt to explain the Tanis of Test Tavis, and we will see that there's a connection between the two Tanis. We've already mentioned
that the Baal HaSicha says the time of the test this was that this was the day of the death of Ezra HaSeifa. And a clue can be found in the fact that Ezra is referred to with the title Hanoisin Imrei Shefa. Torah Torah by Hanoisin Imrei Shefa. And if we can explain the word Hanoisin Imrei Shefa, perhaps we can understand what the tragedy of the death of Ezra was. The words Hanoisin Imrei Shefa are found in Torah. They're taken from Torah. They're found in Parashat Vayechi, and in fact, invariably, virtually every year, Test Tavis actually fall in Parashat Vayechi. It says as follows, Naftali Ayola Shlucha Hanoisin Imre Shefa. So the words of Hanoisin Imre Shefa are to be found in Torah. And if we can understand what Hanoisin Imre Shefa means, then we can explain exactly what the tragedy of the death of Ezra says. Says the Yalkut, in Tehillim Peites. Naftali Ayola Shlucha Hanoisin Imre Shefa. Says the Yalkut, what's the Shat Hanoisin Imre Shefa? Eilu Divrei Torah Shenosnu Al Yedei Shefa. Hanoisin Imre Shefa is in fact referring to Torah. Naftali was one of the Shvotim of Torah. Hanoisin Imre Shefa is the Pshat. Eilu Divrei Torah Shenosnu Al Yedei Shefa. As the Pasuk says, B'chol Am Roim Et HaKoinet Et HaLapidim Et Koel HaShefa. In fact, Naftali is one of the Shvatim in Torah. It's also borne out in the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Nosai. Medrash Rabbah says, what is the name Naftali? The name Naftali is made up of two words, Nefes, Li. The word Nefes refers to Torah, and Achamodim is Dov Mipozov, and the Sukkim Midrash for Nefes, Sufim, and Li, says the Medrash, Li is the Gematria Aboim, it's referring to the Aboim Yoim, Shenit No Bahem, Torah. So Naftali was in fact the Shevet. And that is why Anoisin Imrei Shefa is said in reference to Torah. So we know that the words Anoisin Imrei Shefa are in reference to Torah. And if Ezra was designated as Anoisin Imrei Shefa, it would appear that Ezra had a chelek in Mesiras HaTorah. It troubled us. We speak about Anoisin Imrei Shefa, the Chazal, Torah Nitna Al Yedei Shefa. Now the Torah was Nitna amongst many happenings. There were the Kailas, there was the Brokim, there was the Ono Kove, and the Shofar. Why do we make reference just to Shofar? In fact, it could be as follows. There's one thing we're told about the Shofar, B'Sha'at Matan Torah. The Shofar, B'Sha'at Matan Torah, instead of the sound as time goes on dropping in intensity, the sound rose in intensity. It got louder and louder as time went on. And the Tzid explains, in Parshas Yisro, it says in the Tziv, that in fact the Shofar was connected to the Baal Peh. And the Ribbono Shel Olam was trying to teach Klal Yisrael that although you're going to go through the ages, periods of Torah, periods of darkness, etc., etc., when we would expect Torah to be diminished, nevertheless, you should know it's not going to be that way. It's going to be a special Tziyat. In fact, Torah Shabbal Peh will grow as time progresses. And that was what lay within the noise of the shofar becoming greater. Torah Shabbal Peh will actually grow in the times of darkness, in the times of Golus and Tzoras. So the shofar was connected to Torah Shabbal Peh. So perhaps when we speak about Hanoisin Imrei Shefa, this indicates that the Koyach of Naftali was actually in Torah Shabbal Peh. Like the Medrash in Shir HaShirim, when the Medrash discusses the two Shvotim in Torah that there are, Yisachar and Naftali, the Medrash says that there was a difference between the two. He says Yisachar was Leima Torah Shalei Batzah, and Naftali was Leima Torah Batzah. Naftali was Leima Torah with great difficulty. And the Mefarshim struggled to understand what was the difficulty that Naftali experienced. Perhaps, if we correct the Anoisin Imrei Shefa is in reference to Torah Shabbal Peh, we can understand the difficulty that they underwent. The Medrash Tanchumi in Parshas Noach says that one of the differences between Torah Shabbat Tav and Torah Shabbat Peh is that Torah Shabbat Peh is kosher lulmoid v'yesh botzah gadol. Those are the words of the Medrash Tanchum. It's wonderfully rewarding, but there is a certain amount of effort which is necessary for Torah Shabbat Peh, which isn't necessary for Torah Shabbat Tav. So perhaps this was the lema Torah Batzah, which was Naftali's lot, because Naftali's speciality was Imre Shefa, was Torah Shabbat Peh. So we've learned that Anoisin Imre Shefa is in reference to Torah, and not only Torah, perhaps in reference to Torah about Peh. So if Ezra
is referred to as Anois and Imre Shefer, then it appears that Ezra had a chelik in Tirish about Peh. What was that chelik? I'd like to stelt to a Gemara that in fact the Chasim Sefer stelt to in Drosha's Chasim Sefer. The Gemara in Sanhedrin that Kafala from what they said. The Roi Hoya, she Yenos Natera Yide Ezra Sefer. Ezra Sefer was on the Madrega where he could have been the Nois Natera, if not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu had already given the Torah. Nevertheless, although Ezra Sefer didn't give the Torah, the Ksav was Nitin Al Yodai. The Ksav Asera, the Ksav Ashuris that we have, was given Al Yodai. Because until that point in time, Klal Yisrael used the Ksav Livoino. The Ksav Ashuris was in the Oren, it wasn't accessible to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael used the Ksav Livoino. It was Ezra who gave over to Klal Yisrael the Ksav Ashuris, the Sefer Torah Ksav that we have today. And we know that many of the lessons of Torah are contained within the Tagim and Kutsim, which are personal to Ksav Ashuris. In fact, the Gemara Melacha says that Rabbi Kiva Dorash al Kol Koitz, Tile Tilein Shal Alochis. There are dozens and dozens of Alochis which are contained within the Kutsim Shal Torah. So by Ezra giving us Ksav Ashuris, Ezra in effect was giving us a whole section of Torah Shabal Peh, which we didn't have until that point in time. Now we can understand, first and foremost, why the Sikh says Torah, Torah, Boy, Hanoisin, Imre, Shefer. Hanoisin, Imre, Shefer is in reference to Torah, and perhaps the Torah Shabbat Peh. Ezra was Hanoisin, Imre, Shefer, because by virtue of the fact that he gave us the Ksav Ashuris, he gave us, he presented us with a whole section in Torah Shabbat Peh, which until that time they didn't have. Moshe Rabbeinu, on his death, is again talented because he was Hanoisin, Imre, Shefer. Ezra was also a Noisim HaTorah, a Noisim Mesheva, and that is why his day, the day of his death, is designated the Yom Tanis. We asked why the Baal HaSlich only mentions Ezra and not Nehemiah. We can understand it. Nehemiah's death was a tragedy, but it was as tragic as the death of any other Novi. Generally speaking, the death of a Novi isn't a reason for Chazal to say that this is the Yom Haroi, the Tanis. Ezra was different. He was a Noisim Imre Shefer. Because he was a Noisim HaTorah, the day of his death was like the day of the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. It was worthy of Tanis. The Bahag refers to him as Ezra HaKoyen. The Balasich refers to him as Ezra HaSefer. I think we can understand why. The reason why we start is by virtue of the fact that he was Ezra HaSefer. It's the Sefer, it's the Sefer that Ezra was, that was the reason for the Tanis. So we see that the Kviyus Tanis on Tetzaveh is also because of the loss of Torah Shabbat Peh that took place with Mitzvah of Ezra. He was the conduit of Torah Shabbat Peh. Is the Yemei Ches and Tetzaveh are both because of the darkness or because of the loss of Torah Shabbat Peh. And of course, if these days are designated for Tanis, in order to impress upon us the importance of Torah Shabbat Peh and the necessity of being Mechazik in Torah Shabbat Peh.